From time to time now, whenever we get the opportunity, especially around this time of year, to offer votive masses, I like to choose the purple ones from the back of the missal, and there's some really beautiful ones. This one, I have to say, the Mass for the Sick, is probably my favorite one, with all of the beautiful texts and our Lord going to Capernaum to heal the sick servant, and all of the prayers, the collects, and post-communions that go along with it. It's quite a very beautiful and powerful Mass, and shows how Holy Mother Church has great care and great concern for her sick people and parishioners, that there would even be a Mass written for them. It's a beautiful thing. And it sort of shows the whole mentality of our Lord Jesus Christ from the moments of his public life. I've said it many times, I say it again tonight. If you open up the Gospels to almost any page in any one of the four Gospels, you will almost always find him with the sick and the poor. Those were the chosen ones for our Lord. They would come to him and tell him their misery, body or of soul, and he would cure them. But along with the cure of the body, he brought about the cure of the soul too. It's always a beautiful thing. Whenever you're sick, under the weather and maybe bedridden, especially once we get older and then find ourselves bedridden for sure, well, then always remember, that is when our Lord is most near to you. Because he is close to those who suffer. But he is the same God that we have always read about in the Gospels. And he still loves his sick members. Never forget that. And always invoke him during your ailments. But I want to remind you today, too, I won't keep you very long in the sermon, but I want to remind you of this, that it is one of the greatest acts of charity, it's one of the works of mercy, to visit the sick. And it is one of the very few that actually has a promise, very great rewards attached to it, that our Lord himself promised to those who visit the sick. I'm in charge of the sick calls in Cincinnati and scheduling them here. It's a very pleasant job. And although at times you walk in and the sick person is very much depressed because they either can't get up and walk anymore, their family doesn't visit them in the institution that they're living in, and they can't drive anymore and they can't do anything on their own, they get quite sad and quite depressed. And then they have no one there to visit. Just to go in. In my case, I bring our Lord and give them Holy Communion to strengthen their souls and hear their confessions and do whatever else needs to be done, including blessings of the sick. But you all, think of it for a while, especially as you're preparing for Lent, visiting the sick. Even just a simple visit to a perfect stranger. Better yet, if you have a relative, it might be more comfortable for you to visit a relative. But I've even gone in to see strangers. And just to go in and say hello for all of about 2 minutes, give them a holy card, or just smile and say a prayer with them, or let them know you're thinking of them. They always love it. And you're doing a great act of charity. You know what they say, what our Lord says about doing acts of charity. Many sins are forgiven her because she has loved much. Remember that and think of it this as a Lenten resolution to visit one sick person in a hospital or in one of your family members' homes. One sick person per week and do an act of charity. And you will be greatly rewarded for that. But if you can't do that, do at least the minimum. And at least once per week during this time, pray for the sick. Pray for the sick of this parish in particular. Remember that your prayers will very much console them and help them to carry their cross, which is a cross for them that is very heavy, but yet which will be a source of great merit for them all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.